morning.
Good morning.
How's everyone today?
Woo-hoo.
Sitting on that side, is it cooler? Is that why you're all there's something I don't know. Just a few quick announcements for you. Most of them, I believe, are inside the bulletin. But first, I wanted to also bring greetings from Pastor Keith. He sent me a note this morning just to send his greetings and to say that him and Annette say hello and that he is doing well. He's getting stronger each day. He had his staples out on Friday from the vein that they took out in his leg. So that's healing quite nicely, and his chest is also healing. He's on lots of medication to manage the pain, but he's doing well. So just a note about next week's picnic. Again, our service starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, not 11, so please take note of that. Please, if you haven't done so already, there's a sign-up sheet for food. It is a potluck, so more people, more food. So if you haven't, again, if you haven't already, please sign up to bring something to the picnic. Also, a reminder just to bring a lawn chair if you can, and sunscreen. We'll have as much shade as we, hopefully it'll be a sunny day, we'll pray for sunshine. So if there's any questions about that, if you have any questions about that, I would say speak to either Anna Marie or Stephen. Yeah? Okay, cool. Also, a note about our vacation Bible school that's happening on the week of July 18th to the 22nd. The registration forms for that are now available. They are downstairs on the table just as you're exiting. So I would challenge each of you, if you know someone, know a child, know someone who has a child, your grandparent, parent, whatever, aunt, uncle, please encourage your young ones, those young ones, to attend Vacation Bible School, because it is a wonderful week. And we are very fortunate to have the team from Oxbridge Baptist to come and do that program for us. There's a theme this year, which is, Steve's going to hold that, our banner white here is going to hold up the poster. That's the poster. It's, what's the
name? Cave Quest.
Cave Quest. Sounds exciting. So again.
Looking for the big registration form downstairs.
Yeah. So again, I would just encourage everyone, if you know someone with a child, would encourage you to invite them to come to Vacation Bible School. I think that's about it. Just a note also, we are very thankful that we have Pamela, Pastor Pamela, to minister to us and speak to us this morning. So thank you again for being here while Keith is away. I think that's it. Here among us today, and we pray that you would come. that we would see your presence here among us, that you would be with us, that you would move in and through us, through our time together today as we worship you. Be with us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again we come before you with grateful hearts, full of thanksgiving for all of the blessings that you bestow upon us. We thank you for these gifts. We pray that they would be used to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Father's Day to those that are fathers and to those that are great Christian men. And I was just telling the kids that when they go downstairs, the rest of us, you and I, are going to spend some time honoring our Heavenly Father. And I want to point out, who made those wonderful bookmarks in the bulletins that were there this morning? Whoever made those, well done.
She's not here.
She's not here. They're wonderful. And I was showing it to, you're not done with the point yet. I was showing it to Victoria because it's the Bible verse that was in her dad's Father's Day present. So isn't that the Holy Spirit just tying it all together? It's wonderful. And whether you're a dad or a mom, those are wonderful bookmarks. So thank you. I got one too. And it's a great reminder of God's arms and hands and his love for us and how God holds us all together. And the kids right now are doing a Father's Day card. And I was saying, you know, some kids don't have dads, but they have moms and aunties and grandpas and uncles and cousins. And on their Father's Day cards that they're making, there's a verse from Isaiah. Now, who can read? You can read? Okay. I would like you to read out really loud to everybody the verse from Isaiah.
Look, I've inscribed you on the palms of my hands.
That's right. And God told Isaiah to tell the people, I love you so much that your name is written on the palms of my hand. And that's how much God loves every one of us, right there at this table, and all those big old people out there too. He loves them. God told Isaiah to say to the people, can a mom and dad forget their children? No way. So God will never, ever forget us. So once you're done, oh wow, these are great. Once you've done your palms, now who can write their name? Victoria, you want a little bit of help with yours? So if you have brothers and sisters and animals in your house like I did growing up, sometimes when I got into trouble, my mom and dad would forget my name and they would call out the names of the animals and the names of my brothers first. Oh, I've been seeing some other people do the same thing. So this way, the person you're going to give this card to, your mom or dad, your aunties, your uncles, your cousins, they will remember your name even when you're in trouble. Okay? So let's read this verse together. Into their heart for their salvation. Thank you, God, for the gift of children, for families, and particularly this morning for our dads. In Jesus' name, amen.
The heat puts me to sleep.
His excuse.
Pam was complaining about the heat earlier, so I know she's with me on this. Would you join me in prayer, please? Our awesome God, and yes, Heavenly Father, we bow before you because you are the one who is worthy. Thank you so much for how you father all of us, every family of the world, through all the ages. Thank you. Thank you so much that you are a father to the fatherless, and that those without families, you provide them families. May those who are in need of real, genuine family be drawn into such relationships. May you move us, Lord, to relate that kind of love and care, support, encouragement to those in this world who are in need. For those of us who could take in people, grant us the wisdom and the guidance to recognize those whom you would have us take into our care, whatever way that may take, whatever form. I think of two of the people who in this congregation who are struggling in different kinds of ways. We ask for your fathering care with them too, those who are unable to come to the service today and join us. Please be with them, and because of their health, Lord, show them your love and care right in those circumstances right now. So much more beyond in the weeks, just recent different things in the news, people who have been violent to others, people who have suffered violence. Lord, we ask for mercy, for compassion, for those who claim your name and some who truly do follow you and yet getting caught up in trying to proclaim your law rather than recognizing the fact that your law is at work all the time in this world. And it's your proclamation of Jesus that you bear the sin of the world, that you have borne it, and that you call us and send us to be as Jesus into the world, not proclaiming condemnation because it's already there. You didn't come into the world as you wrote, as John wrote of you, from you, to condemn the world, but to save the world. Help us to recognize that we not think of the law, your law only, which is important for us to remember that your judgments are true and pure and righteous, but at the same time to recognize that you are the one who is judging. You judge according to your understanding, your perception, which is much higher and greater than us. And yes, I speak of specifically those who were killed in Orlando, in that gay bar, but way beyond there as well. People in all kinds of sin who suffer, people who act in violence. Just as I shared this morning with some of the Chinese youth, how in Proverbs chapter 1 right there, it talks about how those who possess violence are actually destroying themselves. But those who lay in wait set a trap for others, actually are trapping themselves. Oh Lord, help us to have compassion on those who seek to use violence, whether it's in physical form or spiritual form or emotional form, whatever it may be. Even us in our misguided understanding of your scriptures, of your spirit, as those disciples who said, Lord, do we call down fire upon these people? And you said to them, you do not know what spirit you are of. Oh God, teach us your spirit in Christ Jesus, that we would not go out proclaiming in some blanket sense, but that we would begin to follow how you would walk on the road to Emmaus and talk, listen first, and share your message according to and related to the circumstances of the people that you're listening to, talking with, walking with. Show us the power of walking in that kind of humble spirit and depending on your spirit to quicken us and give us, remind us of your scriptures and the truths of it and how it applies, how they apply, how you apply in our lives and their lives. Let it be real and not just intellectual things that we remember. So thank you for the ways that you are doing this with the world, that you are convicting the whole world of sin and righteousness and judgment. But you hold one special thing, one special way of the work of your spirit for those who believe you, believe in your spirit, believe in your way. And that is to grant you your spirit to guide, not just convict, but actually guide, lead into all the truth. Oh Lord, have mercy on those of us who want to convict, pretend that we're your spirit, rather than letting your spirit lead, rather than waiting in spirit, upon your spirit to speak to our hearts, to give us the things to share, rather than acting in our own understanding, our own strength. Help us to truly lean not on our own understanding, but to trust in you in all our ways, that you would lead us, guide us in the ways that we should go. And so truly glorify your name, to sacrificially love you with all of our being and one another in the same way you, Jesus, loved us. Even while we hated you and turned against you and did everything against you, you came to us. Show us that sacrificial giving love. May we receive that spirit into our lives. Not just right now, but every moment. That we would truly see you glorified in our midst, in those moments, in that awesome way, just as the Proverb 25 says, though you are high and exalted, you make the righteous to know you, you show them your covenant, the humble, the afflicted. You abide with them. Help us to understand that and walk in that kind of spirit. And so thank you for this morning and for all the ways that you are going to speak to us through Pamela. We just commit the rest of this service to your spirit's care and leading in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Father God, as we continue now through the worship of the reading of your word and the meditating on your word, we ask that you will open up our souls so that indeed we'll be glorifying to you what we speak, what we meditate on. Father, bless us now as we in turn bless you. In Jesus' name, Amen. You may be seated. I cannot think of a better day, except for perhaps Easter Sunday, when we should honor our Heavenly Father, but that of Mother's Day or Father's Day. As the great eternal parent, God, in his love and wisdom, has bestowed on the world families led by parents. And if you are like me, then you were given extra wonderful parents and the blessing of having had a Christian mom and dad. This morning, we have the privilege, in fact, all day, of remembering our earthly dads, praying for the ones that are still with us, and acknowledging in their presence our very lives, just as we did back in May for our dear moms. Now, I do note that on these specific calendar days, there is often mixed emotion. Some of you may have a difficult parental and child relationship, maybe even an abusive one. And on these kinds of days, anxiety can rise up, feelings of anger, or memories of hurt. If you are in a situation where things are difficult with your dad, perhaps your dad is ailing, is very elderly. Perhaps there's been a terrible sickness. Or perhaps your dad is not a Christian and you're worried about his salvation. Maybe your dad has a drinking problem or another type of addiction. And right now you are thinking, Father's Day is a sham. Maybe you grew up wanting Fred Flintstone as a dad, but instead you got boring Mr. Jones. Certainly today and in the years past, television has offered us stereotypes for dad. Some of you would remember Father Knows Best. How many remember Ben Cartwright from Bonanza? Now, he was a dad that was a strong figure. He had wisdom and good judgment, and often compassion. Of course, there's Desi Arnaz from I Love Lucy, who was a bit of a bumbling kind of dad. In the later years, we had Tony Danza from Who's the Boss, Mike Brady from the Brady Bunch, yeah, Jason Seaver, and of course, there's Tony Danza from Who's the Boss, and even Bill Cosby was a great TV dad. I think TV makes us believe that all dads will give us strength when we're struggling, words of encouragement when we fall, safety from our enemies, and protection when life overwhelms us. All TV dads seem to give unconditional love and forgiveness. They present to us tremendous dads. But real life is very different, isn't it? Not to comment on Bill Cosby's recent troubles, but there's an example. So, if you are sitting here thinking, I don't like Father's Day very much, well then today's sermon is for you. It's also for those of us who miss our dads terribly, be it they have passed away or perhaps live far away. It's also a sermon for those of us who have a terrific relationship with our pops. And we get to call them today, perhaps eat with them, take them out for lunch, have a barbecue, get to be with them. Whatever situation you are in this morning, there is one great truth that we all can relate to on this day. We can honor our earthly fathers by honoring our Heavenly Father. And our Heavenly Father's love for us is so great and so eternal, and it's free, and it's open to every single one of us to live in and to taste. So this morning, we're going to study Psalm 103, which is the great psalm of King David, who acknowledges in the most profound ways all that God is and all that God has done for us as the great Heavenly Father. So will you join me now? Please open your Bibles as we read Psalm 103. 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all of his benefits, who forgives all of your iniquities, who heals all of your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious. He is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always accuse, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who fear him. For he knows how we were made. He remembers that we are dust. As for mortals, their days are like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. For the wind passes over and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, obedient to his spoken word. Bless the Lord, all the hosts, his ministers that do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Say that last verse with me. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. Now the first thing I want us to note is that this is a Thanksgiving song. It's a joyful song that sings about the Father's love to us. We just sang 10,000 reasons. Well, here are 15. Right off the bat, we have 15 specific reasons, starting at verse 3 and all the way to verse 17, except with the exception of a few pauses for illustration. David reminds us to be thankful for God's compassion on us, his righteousness towards us, the way he heals us, how he's slow in anger, redeems, crowns, satisfies us. David says, reminds us that we are to be thankful that God has made himself known to us. He is gracious, merciful, vindicates us, upholds justice for us, forgives us, and in his steadfast love, honors us. His steadfast love that is eternal. If you are ever having a bad day, this is the song to turn to because of the mighty exhortation that comes from it, reminding us how precious we are to God and for all that he has done for us. It's an incredible hymn of salvation, encouraging us to hold on to our faith because our salvation is only found in God. Our salvation is only found in his truth, his mercy, and his grace. Our Trinitarian God, Father, Son, and Spirit, who we worship this morning. That is where our salvation comes from. Psalm 103 is indeed a great proclamation of God's love and eternal kingdom. Now you might be sitting here thinking, okay. But you don't know my earthly dad, Pamela. And somebody else might be thinking, I'm failing as a dad. I'm failing as a parent. Well, there's encouragement for us, for all of us. Have a look at verses 8 through 12. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. He will not accuse. He will not keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. That is grace. God's perfect grace, no matter what trials we are facing this morning. So if you're sitting here worried that you're failing as a parent or a grandparent or as a friend or even as a Christian, please know in your whole being that through the blood of Christ, the perfect Son of the Heavenly Father, your sins, my sins, are forgiven. And God loves us no matter what we have done. He loved us so much that he gave us his only Son. If you know John 3:16, say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, that whoever would believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Happy Father's Day! He loved us so much, he gave us his Son. That's our hope, right? Amen? That's our resurrection hope. Somebody say amen with me.
Amen.
We will not perish but have everlasting life because of the Son and the Heavenly Father. These are verses of God's grace instead of wrath and anger, which we deserve, right? Because of our sin. But because of our sin, he gave us Jesus. He's forgiven us as far as the east is to the west. That to me is one of the coolest illustrations, because we know that the east and west can never meet, right? They can't ever come together. They are at a distance so far that they will never meet. And that's what his forgiveness and salvation and love is all about. Yeah, we have sins. There have been decreed punishments. Tim was praying about God's judgment of our sins. But nothing will remove us. As I was talking with the kids, he's got your name, my name, written on his palms. He can never forget us. And if God has forgiven us like that, and I say this next line with love, if God has forgiven us like that, then should we not forgive our earthly parents for their sins? And moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and best friends and aunties and uncles and cousins that are here this morning's brothers and sisters, pat yourselves on the back, because you're doing okay. Even on those mornings when you're doing great. So forgive yourselves. Nothing can prepare us for being family, for being parents. We all make mistakes. We all yell too loudly, just ask Paul, I'm a yeller. Maybe you spanked a little bit too hard. Maybe you even wished your kid dead. You might be thinking, what kind of parent wishes your kid dead? Well, there was a day last week and I just thought, Lord, you can take Victoria. I'd had enough. Parenthood is hard. And I know this because I'm a mom. But I know it more because I'm a kid who belongs to God. And being God's child, I have been disobedient. I have strayed. I have had temper tantrums at God's will, demanding my own will be done. I have sinned. And yet, in his grace and his steadfast, eternal love, he's called me back. And he's called every
our God, our Holy Spirit, never stops caring for you or for me. That's how I know. Not because I'm a mom, but because I'm a kid of the Heavenly Father. And He loves me and He loves you so much that He gave us His kid, Jesus. And that's why this is a great praise song. Because it begins and ends, with bless the Lord. Look at verses 1 and 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. And then look at verse 20. Bless the Lord, O you angels, you mighty ones who do His bidding, obedient to His spoken word. Bless the Lord, all the hosts. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. What does it mean for ministers and angels and the whole hosts? What does it mean for us individually to bless the Lord? This psalm calls upon the whole of creation to praise God, the entire celestial assembly, all of heaven and earth, us, the church, you at home alone, me at home or in my car or grocery shopping. What does it mean to bless the Lord? How can we possibly do that? Well, it means that our whole being is bursting with gratitude. You see, when we live a thankful life, we become aware, in tune with God's blessings and forgiveness upon us. God has forgiven our sins, amen? Jesus will be returning to gather His kids, amen? And so, with hearts filled with praise and gratefulness, our whole person swells up and says, bless the Lord! Bless the Lord! Say it with me. Bless the Lord! Bless the Lord, O my soul, and worship His holy name. Now, I don't think I'm supposed to finish this morning without asking you to tell me how God has blessed this congregation. So I want you to shout out for me, call out how God has been caring for you, how He's answered your prayers, particularly how He's answering the prayers at this church. Call out to me. Tell me how God's been blessing you. He's healing Pastor Keith. Amen. I'm not going anywhere. Going to make it work.
He's given us a hope and a future.
He's given us a hope and a future. In this church. Amen. Anybody been healed? I got sick in February 28th. I sat down after preaching and thought, I don't feel well. And I had 9 weeks of the worst bronchitis in my life. I got healed. You got healed. Anybody else? Tim. Amen. Yeah. Any other blessings that you've seen? Have you seen any encouragement with your kids? Here. Bless the Sunday school teachers that are downstairs taking care of them. Here's the good news this morning. There's going to be more blessings. Amen? God is going to continue to answer your prayers corporately as a church and individually and privately as families. God is going to continue to care for you because that's what He's promised us. There are more blessings to come, more prayers to be answered, more of God's goodness towards you and me. And that's exactly what Psalm 103 is about. The fatherhood of God extended to each person, to each generation. The psalmist explains to us that we are fleeting. Our lives are like flowers that bloom and then we're gone. But not God's love. Look at verse 17. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear Him, and His righteousness to children's children. You know, the mother of Jesus, Mary, she knew this song as most young girls of the first century would have. She would have memorized its great truths.
And we know that, in particular, Mary took strength from it because we read about it in what we call the Magnificent from Luke chapter 1. Mary has just had a visit from the angel, and he has told her that she will bear God's Son. In verse 46, Mary says, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation." And we are part of those generations. The church today, you and me, are part of the past generations and the ones to come, upheld by God's fatherly hand, arms of strength, and steadfast love. We have 10,000 reasons to give thanks. So today, as we remember our earthly dads, or spend time with them, forgive them, may we do so in the spirit of responding to God's gift of salvation through his Son, Jesus, and by offering grateful hearts to the King of the world. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O our souls, and all that is within us. Amen. Let us pray together. Thank you, God, for how you love us and how you set the example of parenthood to us. We thank you today, Father, for our parents, particularly our dads. We pray that whether they are with us still or with you, that you might bless them. Help us to forgive them for any failings that they may have had. May we forgive the way you forgive us. We ask, God, that we might be better parents to all the children that you've put along our path and to set a Christ-like example in all things. We pray for the young people here in this church and our community. Help us to set a good example of your everlasting love to them. Help us to teach them lovingly how to walk in your ways. Bless, O God, each of us and make us a blessing. Bless indeed this unique, particular, and beautiful church here in Newmarket, and also your churches throughout the world. Thank you again for being the eternal parent whose love reaches to all generations and through all of eternity. With love, God, happy Father's Day. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, Amen. Amen. Happy Father's Day.